Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, the only one-hour nationally syndicated radio show that just talks about video games. And I chuckle because, as I said, 1 hour, it's less than 1 hour. My name is Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. I've been doing this show now almost 20 years, and I want you to be a part of it. And the way you do that is to call up the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-87-PLAY. And that will work all over the lower in Contig, Canada, Mexico. Once again, don't write it down, dial it up, 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. Head Network here in San Francisco, Sports Byline USA. Check us out, sportsbyline.com, as we stream along. If you have an email you want to write me, rick@sportsbyline.com is the correct address. And also, use that address to win the game I will give away at 40 after. So just over a half hour from now, I'll give away a brand new game. I'll just ask a simple question. And at the end of the show, I look up cheat codes for older games. So send those to rick@sportsbyline.com as well. But lots of places to hear us outside of Byline. You've got sbnationlive.com on the SB Nation Network out of Houston, Texas. You got the SiriusXM 211. That's the Dan Patrick channel on SiriusXM. That's nationwide. We're there as well. Great to be on SiriusXM as always. And if you're not by an affiliate, you can always catch us on American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. You can get us that way as well. And I come from a military family. I think most Americans do. But even if you don't, you can appreciate all that the troops do out there to keep us and our allies safe. So we thank you for that. And we know video games are important for a little home cooking overseas to everyone in uniform as well. We are also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider 24/7. If you want to X or tweet at me, it is at Rick Tittle. So we have less than an hour. Let's get it going on the Video Game Review.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. A little change from all the sports talk here on Sports Byline USA and SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, and SB Nation, and wherever else you're getting us. We'll get back to all the sports talk here at the top of the hour, but it's Video Game Talk, the Video Game Review. So come on in. Don't be shy. 1-800-878-PLAY. A lot of times I interview people from the video game industry like I did last week. This one's wide open for y'alls and your calls. Get in the queue. We'll talk to you. 1-800-878-7529 is the number. Don't be shy. Come on in. All right. Well, this week is Call of Duty Black Ops 6 week because we finally got the trailer and all the information that we've had. Now, Activision has released a new Call of Duty game every year for 20 years. It's really amazing when you think about it. Literally since 2005. So if you want to count 24 that way, yeah, it's 20. It's about 20 games in a row. But this one's going to be very noticeable because this is the first entry since Microsoft acquired Activision Blizzard and the COD franchise back in October. So the game will come to both Xbox and PlayStation. So don't worry about that. There were a lot of people worried that maybe that wouldn't happen. There's no word yet on the Switch, actually, which is interesting. And additionally, Game Pass subscribers will be able to grab Black Ops 6 as part of their membership. So we did get the release date, and that will be Friday, October 25th. And Call of Duties always come out in October or November. That's just the way it is. And of course, everybody knows about Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, when a lot of retail shops make sometimes 25% of their year's revenue in that day. And so that's trying around the holidays. But this is going to be a pre-Thanksgiving, pre-Halloween. Once again, Friday will be October 25th. PC as well. Obviously, Microsoft does own Activision, the franchise, all of the developers. And that was the thing about how we thought, uh-oh, Call of Duty is going to be exclusive to Xbox. There was no way they were going to be that stupid and shoot themselves in the foot like that. To take basically 60% of the world console-wise and say, nah, if you want to play, go get an Xbox. And there would be people that would do that, but no. So they signed a 10-year deal to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation into the 2030s. And as I said, Microsoft has been talking to Nintendo, and everyone thinks a deal is going to get made. But don't worry about it just yet if you only have a Switch. It remains to be seen, though, how Call of Duty is going to appear on Switch and what the trade-offs on the version would be, because those specs are a little bit lower. But with Switch 2 on the horizon, and now the rumors that it's going to come out in the spring next year, maybe that would, they're waiting on that. We don't know one way or the other. But in the reveal, we got to see the Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher. We got to see George H.W. Bush, not gone dead, not prudent at this juncture. Old Dana Carvey, not gone dead. And them sitting in a room with Saddam Hussein. You also saw a little Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman. Apparently, I'm here for your presidential impressions. But wait a minute. They're all in the same room together. So Maggie Thatcher and George H.W. Bush, 41, and Clinton and Hussein, they were all in on it together. Activision says, with the campaign occurring in the early years after the Cold War, longtime fans will recognize that this time frame is directly connected to the 1980s flashbacks revealed during Black Ops 2, the aftermath of which have left our heroes in dire circumstances. They continue, the Black Ops 6 campaign takes place at a time of great change and turmoil. The Soviet Union was crumbling after the fall of the Berlin Wall and the end of the Cold War. The U.S. was the only remaining superpower. The Gulf War dominated headlines. There was a growing mistrust in government reflected everywhere across the music, television, and pop culture of the time. That's basically all times. But so they say, against the backdrop, the campaign will delve into a, quote, tangled web of illicit activities, clandestine operations, and off-the-record missions. Well, if you want to go back even before that with Reagan, there's Iran-Contra. There's that. But in terms of COD returning characters, Frank Woods is a name familiar to us. But he is now in a wheelchair after his battle with Raul Menendez, one of the Menendez brothers. He's no longer working in the field. He still helps the CIA, but his protege is a guy called Troy Marshall, the methodical leader who is driven by a strong moral compass, they say. There is a female character, and she's a CIA handler, Jane Harrow, described as a born leader, also fearless and brilliant. The wild card, Russell Adler, is back as well. Very dodgy character, if you remember. And this features a central base of operations called the Manor. And players will visit the Manor to partake in a lot of activities. You got target practice, check out your guns, a lot of guns you don't have yet. That's always a cool thing. Like, wonder what that's like. And you get to shoot it and you go, well, now I know. There's also an evidence board. You can add to that. You can access your missions. And then you meet with Woods, who, like Ironsides, is in the wheelchair. Everybody get that? And you can get a mission from him. Black Ops supports multiplayer, obviously. And, you know, it's funny how it's changed for me. I swear, like 10 years ago, I only cared about the campaign, and now the campaign is secondary to me. You know when I do the campaign? when my Wi-Fi is out. And it's nice that you have something to go to. And to increase, I've noticed over the years, of people to get to play the campaign, what do? They give rewards that you can use in multiplayer. Like, I remember, whatever, 5-6 Call of Duties ago, I was like, how'd you get that revolver? And he's like, oh, I finished it, want this campaign mission. And I was like, oh. He goes, that's the only way you can get it. I was like, oh. Okay. So one of the new features is the Omni movement system. You can sprint, slide, or dive in any directions. You can go prone. You can spin around 360 degrees. There's also the broader intelligent movement system in the game that aims to, what they say, drastically reduce how many buttons or keys you need to press to perform it. Now, if there's anything that I hate about Call of Duty, and I mean hate, is when people, you're playing mid multiplayer, they jump up in the air. Or they go into a room, they're just constantly jumping. And when they're in midair jumping, apparently their aim increases when it wouldn't in real life. And also when you shoot them when they're jumping, they don't take as much damage. But that is something that, you know, how many people do you know that just they slide into a room or they jump into a room? And I guess it's the smart way to do it, but it's also very frustrating. I got to run to a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about it, the exciting times of COD6 and other video game concerns, questions, comments at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and thanks for sticking with us. We had a little dead air there, but we are here. I appreciate it. Sometimes the computers kind of lock up a little bit. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline USA here, the home, San Francisco, California, but around the world, American Forces Radio Network, Sirius XM 211, SB Nation, however you're getting us. It's great to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. And I will also give the reveal on, it's not like the Call of Duty reveal where it's a secret, but I will tell you what the new games coming out this week will be. So as we continue into our second segment talking about Call of Duty Black Ops 6, which just today we got a look at the reveal. And we were talking about multiplayer with the Omni movement system and the intelligent movement system. Meaning not as many buttons to smash or keys to hit. Activision says, quote, the spark of the idea behind intelligent movement was wanting players to focus on what they wanted to achieve with movement rather than how to achieve it. Every player, regardless of skill level, input, or experience with Call of Duty, can engage in Omni-movement and become an action hero in Black Ops 6. Enemy hit zones are going to be expanded as well, because what was it? It was legs, chest, arms, and head, right? That was about it. That's going to be more than doubled. Now it's going to be 9. They say with more than twice the number of regions to target, you can expect a much wider variety of visual takedowns across campaign and multiplayer modes. Now it can be determined, for example, if an enemy was shot in the left or right leg, and play a bespoke death animation related to the shot, or if an operator takes a high-caliber sniper round to the right arm as they're sprinting, that appendage will snap back and spin them around as the weight of the body carries forward as they collapse on the ground. Now, it's not like that bullet porn that we've seen in some games, but, of course, this just makes it more, quote-unquote, realistic. There's also a new system in Black Ops 6 called corner slicing. And that is when players round a corner or enter a doorway, their weapon will automatically rotate in the same direction. There's also changes in the HUD. That's the heads-up display. You can change it based on your own personal preferences. So you can move the location of the mini-map or make other little tweaks to it as well. Call of Duty on X, Twitter, they put out a whole thing about that works, because players have complained in a lot of years that the menus are a hassle and they're confusing to navigate. So in Black Ops 6, Activision is promising that accessing the lobby is more straightforward. And the aim of just reducing time it takes from accessing the lobby to getting into a match. There are 15 all new multiplayer maps, 12 core 6x6, or I should say 6v6 maps, and 4 strike maps for 2v2 or even 6v6. Also of note is the classic prestige system is back. So when you reach max level, you can choose from 10 different prestige systems, and they all have their own sets of rewards. And then if you clear all 10 of those, you move up to Prestige Master. And that will unlock an additional 1,000 levels to move through. And if you get to that, you get a classified reward if you make it to the end. And those are the people who, you know, usually when you prestige out, you go, you start over again. And whatever it was, if it got to 60 or 100 or 140 or 280, whatever it was, whatever your rank was, you know, no longer would you go from a gold second lieutenant bar to a silver first lieutenant bar to two silver captain's bars. It was basically you had this like logo of like a hog's head or a dragon or a lion with swords through it. Maybe some kind of demonic thing with a tongue and red eyes. And then it would move you up that way. So I can tell you, I never knew whose prestige was what. I knew what mine was. But when you looked at all these like logos, I didn't think, oh yeah, that guy's at 8 and that guy's at 3. They just kind of, they didn't mean anything to me because they were all brand new. So that's interesting. Now, there are some people who play the game every waking minute of their lives, or those people who, those are the people who will probably get passed to the classified award, whatever that is. And that is something to shoot for. You know, 1,000 different levels. Kind of reminds me of Dark Cloud on the old PS2. It got to the end of the game and it goes, oh, there's a 100 level tower at the end. And it took me like 3 nights. It was like about 33 stories per night to get through the end. And it was just, you know, it was more of a moral, you know, victory for me to accomplish it and say I did it. But, you know, it's like you'll get the game. Maybe even I've gotten these games sometimes, you know, media copies, early access, and I get in and there's someone who's already like 14th level, which is nothing in the grand scheme of things. But it's amazing if the game has been out for an hour. It's like, how? What happened? Yeah. So there is going to be another Call of Duty event in August where they're going to reveal more. They confirmed a lot of the weapons and the cosmetics and other purchases from Modern Warfare 3 will not carry forward to Black Ops 6, which makes sense. You know, it was already nice enough that it carried through before, but this is a different game. This isn't MW. This is BO. Pew. BO. And so Activision is doing that because they say they want people to start off even Steven. They said, allowing everyone to experience the Black Ops universe the way it's meant to be played, learning the era-specific weapons and gear, learning the gameplay innovations like Omni-movement, and keeping that signature Black Ops style is important. What about zombies? Of course there's zombies. Black Ops 6 will bring back the traditional round-based experience where you have waves and waves. There's two maps at launch, Liberty Falls and Terminus, and I'm sure more will come after that. They said hordes of the undead are set to rampage through these brand new locations, each offering countless hours of fast-paced action where power-ups are plentiful, but you're never more than a few seconds away from being overwhelmed and devoured. Bung, bung, bung. So now pre-orders are available, and as I said, if you are going XPass and you're going Xbox and going Game Pass, things are a little more involved this year. So you might want to consult the Black Ops 6 pre-order guide to make sure that you're doing it. It is, you know, if you want to, like, because the way it always works with Black Ops, right? It's Infinity Ward 1 year, Treyarch the other. This is so they take 2 years to make and they stagger them. And even years, it's always Treyarch, and the odd years is always Infinity Ward. And Infinity Ward, to me, did Black Ops 2, which the whole reason I bought an Xbox 360 was because of Black Ops 2. It was that good. And once Treyarch started using the same engines, then Treyarch, I think, kind of bored. But for a few years there, I didn't trust Treyarch, tell you the truth. But now they're great. The campaign is going to be Raven Software. They know what they're doing. Treyarch will have multiplayer. Treyarch will have zombies. And also BNOX, B-E, BEENOX, they are doing the PC version, which is very interesting to see how that goes. The standard edition is $70, straight up, no $69.99 and 9/10 gas station penny. The cross-gen edition is also $70. You would think that all of them would be cross-gen. We'll see if that happens. But there's also a Vault edition for $100. And as I said, the Vault edition will come with a Hunters versus Hunted Operator pack, a Mastercraft collection that's five weapons, one season of Black Cell, and a Gobblegum pack. Now, over the years, there have been like these giant, like, like mounted Hall of Fame heads. They had that one time where it was kind of a fake NVG. They had another one that was like a little one of those little cars that with the explosives on and that you could drive that around RC car. $100 for that? I don't know. We'll find out more in August. Anyway, Call of Duty 6, we know when it's coming. We're checking it out. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll give a game away. We'll look at some new releases and your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's
800-251-7816. The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world, on American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after. It's time we give away a brand new game. The way you win it is by just emailing me, rick@sportsbyline.com, the answer to a very simple question. The second correct answer will win the game. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. And I have a bunch of games this time.
Really?
Yeah. That's how you sound, by the way. Really? You might remember Japan System House. If you do, you're a Mega Man Game Boy fan, because Japan System House was the developer that Capcom, Captain Commando, hired to make the Game Boy games of Mega Man. And I have here Mega Man 2, Mega Man 3, Mega Man 4, Mega Man 5. The Game Boy version from Japan System House for the Switch. So you can play them on the Switch now. And if you're somebody walks by and they go, what the heck is this? And you're playing the Switch and you got like a 57-inch high def TV or something, and it's like this is Herc monochrome. That's what they call it, a Hercules. It's got streaks in it. And like, why are you playing this? Like, because it was really fun. It was on the Game Boy. Oh. Well, I can play it on the Switch. Once again, and by the way, Mega Man 2 on the NES, some of the best music of all time. To me, top 10 video game all time, regardless of system, platform, whatever.
That's a bold statement, Rick. I stick by it.
But Mega Man 2, Mega Man 3, Mega Man 4, Mega Man 5, you can have them for the Switch, the Game Boy versions. If you can answer me who Mega Man's nemesis is, and I'll give you his title. It's Doctor. If you can tell me what comes after Doctor, you will win the game. This is one question where I actually am asking a real question. A lot of times I'll say, hey, what would be a sequel to Mega Man 4? And then you're like, Mega Man 5? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to give the game away. But tell me who. I think most people know this. So just let me know who the Dr. Blank, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. And you will win all them games for the Switch. All right. Speaking of Xbox, they have unveiled all new digital hardware set to arrive later this year. But they're also saying that they're working on the next gen. And Sarah Bond of Xbox appeared on stage for a pretty special announcement today, saying that an exclusive digital take on its more powerful current-gen console will either come in a 1 terabyte or a 2 terabyte variant. And that is, of course, you have Xbox Series S. That was a digital one. And then Series X. Well, this time they're saying, if you get, you can now buy a Series X, all digital, 1 terabyte in robot white, like that they call it that. It's like Stormtrooper white. And then special edition, all digital Series X in also Galaxy Black. That will have a 2 terabyte hard drive as well. Bond said that they're at Xbox, they are very hard at work on the next generation of gaming consoles. And of course, we have absolutely no details, because this is the first time Xbox has ever publicly acknowledged that we know they're working on something, but that they publicly acknowledged it was pretty good as well. So, I mean, they're not going to abandon the current hardware. That's been the speculation over the few years, because the gap between PS5 and Xbox Series X and S has widened. But this is no doubt good news to Xbox fans around the world who were hoping that they were going to stay in the console space. Console space. Also, and by the way, the number to call if you want to get in, 1-800-878-PLAY. And Sony actually, a couple days ago, finally admitted the PS5 is incapable of doing something that they originally claimed. What was that? I know it's been a while, right? They have kind of backed away from one of their bolder claims. Alongside the logos showcasing the compatibility with HDR content and the ability to work with those 120 hertz 4K displays, the PS5 launched with a box that had the 8K logo. And that was on the outside. It said 4K 120 HDR and 8K in gold, shiny gold. And until now, that badge has been kind of the signpost that was saying that, yes, it will be compatible with 8K televisions and content. Two things that are very rare and were almost non-existent at the time. So what they were saying was, technically, it probably can output video at 8K, but Sony never activated the feature, so the console can't do it. And so I guess realizing there's no point in bragging about a feature that it's never going to get, they have literally just taken it off the boxes that they sell now. And if you think about the timeline relatively recent, because there are plenty of examples of the PS5 Slim, which was late last year, still had the 8K logo on the box. And in fact, if you do buy them from Amazon, the chances are they're still going to have the 8K logo on it. And notwithstanding, I don't think since they're has only been one game ever released that would even support 8K. It was an indie title called The Tourist with a Y instead of an I, The Tourist. So whether about bragging about it helped sales or not, I'm going to say it probably did. You know, it's funny. I think about it now. That wasn't the deal maker.
Does it do 8K? Then I'll have it.
No. That's not the way it works. But yet on the other hand, I'm sure there's probably going to be somebody that, you know, especially in this highly litigious state of California I'm in right now, where somebody is going to probably have some sort of clash action lawsuit saying this was false advertising and you screwed me up and blah, blah, blah. All right. One more thing before we get to the new releases. And gaming PCs over the years have been very stylish, obviously, and there's a lot of lights, and you could have one side of your tower that's clear, or maybe two sides, three sides, transparent. You see the inner workings, and you see a lot of flashing and all sorts of stuff that a lot of people say, I'm not interested in all the hoo-hoo, I just want to play. Well, a lot of people like the hoo-hoo, and I'm calling it the hoo-hoo. But Fantex, that's Phantex, Fantex, put on a pretty dazzling show at Computex 2024 this week. They were showing off a slate of new hardware headlined by the Evolve X2. Of course, you can't spell things like you think. Evolve is E-V-O-L-V without another E. Evolve X2. And there was an Evolve line back in the day, but this has three glass sides, curved metallic top and bottom, recessed fan areas, and a floating motherboard tray. It's really an amazing feast for the eyes when you look at it. And a look around the back, you know, the motherboard cables tucked perfectly into inset cable channels, and that was the trademark height of an Evolve case and options. You got gold accents. And they're saying that this base is $150 for the tower. And you know, as I say, with the floating motherboard and everything else, if you want to build it, they will come. So I don't know, where do you stand on the, you know, my PC is, it's pretty, let's just say that. And it's got, you know, some little, you can see the fan go on. And when you see the fan go on, you're like, well, okay, it's kind of cool, I guess. But, yeah, it's not always, I mean, when I'm playing the game, I'm not really interested. The one thing that I can tell you that I have zero interest in is the headsets with all the lights flashing, because I'm never going to be in a room where someone else is going to see my headset. So that'd be a light show. That's kind of like putting a tattoo on your back. You'll never see it. Right. All right. Let's take a look at the new games this week. And they are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We actually had, by the way, there was a very bizarre spate of PC games that came out on a Sunday. And so I got to get to those. Catsl, K-A-T-S-L, Cats in a Castle. Pool, but with four O's. Ooh. The Amazing Crackpots Club. The Palace on the Hill, and Tracks of Thought. Those are all PC games. All right, let's take a look. Kiki Games has Clothing Store Simulator.
Can you take these out in the crotch?
Psychodrama, that's for the PC. PC also Psychodrama. Rocket Knight Adventures Resparked Collection, Switch 4 and 5. V Rising. If you look over your squint, you might think it says Uprising. No, it says V Rising. For the PS5. Neon Squad Tactics for the PC. Pathfinder Wrath of the Righteous. This is on all the big boy systems. That's both Microsoft, both Sony, and the Switch and PC. Fit My Zoo. Not Fix. Fit My Zoo on the Switch. Monster Hunter Stories Remaster for PC and Switch. Also 2 as well on the 4. Shin Megami Tensei 5, Vengeance on all the systems. Sunnyside, it's a PC game. The Talos Principle, Road to Elysium, the 5, the PC, and the X and S. Vampire Therapist on the PC.
I suck this blood.
How did that make you feel? So those are the games this week. Vampire Therapist. By the way, if you want to do a little deeper dive into it, it's developed and published by Little Bat Games. It says, guide vampires through centuries of emotional baggage, decades of delusions, and the odd bout of self-loathing with real cognitive behavioral therapy concepts and become a vampire therapist. Even vampires need a shoulder to cry on when a neck to bite just won't do. That's pretty good, like, Peterman catalog right there. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back with the cheat code. We'll see you in a second right here on VGR.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Let's close it out in our customary fashion by doing a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one's from Lily, and I love this because it's an NES game, Kid Icarus. Lily says, Kid Icarus is kicking my butt, LOL. How do I get invincibility? I heard it's possible. Help. First of all, Lily, thanks for the emails. Keep them coming throughout the week if you like. People out there, all of you, not just her. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call, but the email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. Kid Icarus is a tough game, and I think a lot of people on the NES never saw the final level. But when you go to the final level and you get to the password, enter, this is four different words, Kid, then Icarus, then Kid, then Icarus, and you'll be invincible. What? Once again, this is all caps. Kid, one word, Icarus, then Kid, then Icarus, and you will be invincible, and you'll be able to win that game. And there's nothing wrong with cheating in a game that you're playing against yourself. There's nothing wrong with it, unless you brag and lie. But if you're playing against somebody else, yeah, don't cheat. But games you're playing solo, if you can't do it and then there's a cheat that helps, that's pure genius. It goes back to the game genie, pure genius. Thank you for tuning in. We have 6 days and 23 hours of sports programming until we meet again right here. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.